Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by Denis Trillo. Thank you very much for being here.
Of course, thank you for having me here.
Actor of the amazing, awesome film, you know, On the Job, The Missing Eight. And I got to tell you, you know, I told you before the interview, this is my film of the festival, I think. It was kick-ass.
Glad to hear that. Thank you very much.
How would you kind of introduce the character you play to the listeners who are not familiar with the film?
Okay, my character's name is Roman. He's a small-time criminal. He got into jail for, doing some petty crime. And then during his sentence, he became some kind of a hired killer. They were sent out to do bad stuff, and then after that they went right back to jail. So
there's a whole scheme that, you know, maybe we shouldn't say too much about, but it involves an intricate situation with politics, gangsters, organized crime, newspaper, and you happen to be in the middle of it. Uh-huh. And it's interesting how your character really does almost, it's almost like he finds himself in that situation. So how do you connect with that as an actor? I mean, do you reach back and look for an experience where you had a similar situation? Not like this, of course, but something like that, and perhaps in the past happened to you?
Well, our director is a very cool director. He gives a very clear instructions what he wants to see, what he wants to feel during the scene. And you can hear him now. He's so passionate about everything.
You can tell from the movie.
Yeah, even in all the instructions that he wants to do. The most specific instruction that he gave me was, because all of my roles before in my previous projects, I'm some kind of a leading man with a clean looks and good looking every time. But this time, he managed to change my look, and he made me wear a prosthetic nose, a fake teeth, and a wig, so because he wanted to see me in a role that he'd never seen me before. So all of those really helped me to imbibe my character and to feel whatever he's feeling. And of course, I'm very familiar, and I'm a fan of the first movie, and this is the sequel, so somewhat I have a clear picture of what's going on in this corrupt world. So I just feel that, so, and that made me do my job well.
Do you like to find yourself in physical situations when you act?
Sorry?
Do you like to find yourself in physical situations when you act? Because this requires a very physical performance, fighting and a lot of different coordinating.
Yeah. Sometimes physicality and being physical, it helps you do the role, and then do the role more convincingly.
Yeah.
So,
Do you recognize a lot of truth about the real world in this film?
Yeah, of course. Sad to say, even in the first film, it's a glimpse of what's really happening in our country. I'm sure it also happens in other countries.
Unfortunately.
So when the viewers see this film, it's kind of familiar, but this time it's Filipino style of corruption.
So it is corruption, that you see in there.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's going to be, this is the type of film that could cause a reaction back home? Or?
Well, I think, not so much. They're familiar with it because they've seen it in the first movie. This is just a continuation. But there's still a lot more to discover in this film with the fans of the original one.
Right. We will have to respectfully wrap it up because there's a lot going on outside. It's short, but it's definitely shorter than the movie.
it's 3 hours plus.
Can I tell you something? It may be over 3 hours, but it flew by like crazy. It
was goosebumps there. See?
It flew by like
Thank you so much.
You got a heck of biceps too.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.